get your aprons. I think we use now more than just an apron.
Okay. And when you go outside in the winter, you put on a...
coat, a jacket.
I know, my grandmother likes to make these little pieces of cloth that you put in your purse in case you need to blow your nose or... what do you call that?
Handkerchief.
Could you tell me a little bit about the clothes that you had when you were younger? Did you have as many clothes as most kids have today? Or
no.
What was that like?
Well, I don't know. I remember in the winter, my mother always bought me these, they were called virgin wool slips from the woolen mills. They were gray, ugly color. And we used the black sateen bloomers and long socks. And but the homes weren't heated like they are now, and you had to have warm clothes.
Mm-hmm. And would you wear those all year through? Or
no, just in the winter.
Just in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
So did you have like a set of clothes that were special for Sunday and then a set of clothes that were special or just for every day going to school or for working?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Like, so did you have anything like Levi's or coveralls? Or?
No, when we'd go camping, I'd wear my brother's overalls. But I know Sundays my mother had me the prettiest frilly dresses for church. Pink voile, they had them trimmed in lots of lace.
Oh. Were they long dresses or a little bit shorter?
No, just below the knees.
Uh-huh. Oh, that sounds pretty. Did you have different kinds of shoes? I mean, one pair of shoe or a couple pair of shoes? Or?
We usually had one pair for school and one for dress. And I think most of the people did then, that's about it.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of shoes, were they different in any way, or?
Well, they were all leather. They didn't have, you know, the kits and things, mm-hmm. but they were all leather, the shoes we had then, either laced up or buttoned up. And
okay.
I think mostly laces, as I remember.
Did you have gloves of certain kinds for different things?
Well, gloves for winter, I don't remember having them. As I got a little older, I know we always wore gloves when we dressed up, nice gloves and a hat, which they don't remember. But I remember my mom and them used to knit the gloves for winter.
Oh.
Just.
How about when you're out gardening, do you use gloves then?
Mm-hmm.
And what kind of hats did they wear back then? Or were you said that when you dress up, you would wear gloves and hats. What mm-hmm. what kind?
Well, the hats they're wearing now is what they wore when I was quite young. You
oh,
know,
really?
Just in my young teens. I mm-hmm. They were shaped a lot like the hats they're wearing now. And then I remember as I got a little older, some of the ladies had quite large hats. They were really fancy, but my mother had my and her hats made in Helper. They had a millinery shop there,
mm-hmm.
and this lady made the hats, and some of them were made out of georgette, all pleated, and oh, they were pretty,
oh.
real pretty. But we had some pretty hats. I used to love hats. That was my weakness.
I like hats a lot too. How about your brother? What kind of pants did he wear?
Well, when he was younger, he wore those not knickerbockers, I think they called them. It came right below
oh,
the
uh-huh.
knee. And as he got a little older, well, they started to wear the long pants.